Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a cake. Well, the Grawlix saves the world.
Hey, and we are here. It is the Grawlix Saves the World time. Oh, man. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Ben Roy.
I'm Andrew Orvidal.
This is a
podcast where we better the world through passive-aggressive challenges between ourselves and other people.
Yeah,
so thanks for joining us.
Self-helpy type stuff. Now, a lot of you are listening right now, and you're saying
something's different. Something's
up with the audio. It's changed.
There's been an audio change.
There has been an audio change. right now, Lord Caton Holland, Adam Caton Holland, who usually starts this thing, he fell into a shaft that's in his yard. It was a well. Small well. He's been baby Jessica'd in there for the last 13 days. A lot of you have been following this on the news. It is a huge deal. No, I'm kidding.
I like that our podcast is all about challenges, and we didn't make it a challenge to go get him out of the well.
but he really, that was on him. He knew that was there. Adam is not here right now because as he has liberally bragged about and talked about, he has another baby on the way. Good for you, Adam. He's just been chatty Cathy about this whole fucking thing.
And we get it. You humped.
Yeah.
And again.
You've been Adam, Kate, and all and fucks. We get it. But
every 9 to 18 months, Adam fucks.
Adam fucks. We get it. So Adam right now, he has one child, little boy, adorable little kid. Now he's got another child on the way, and they could be in labor at any moment. Well, Katie could. Adam is incapable. But it's kind of a big deal. This is a big deal. This is his second baby. And so we're doing this unbeknownst to him, right, Andrew? I mean, we're kind of
sort of be like a surprise episode for him, both in its existence and in the challenge.
Well, and part of the reason why we're doing it a surprise, we love Adam. I mean, that's a given. He's one of our best friends. He's one of my closest friends and the dearest friends in the world. The other reason is, what a ratings bump to do something heartfelt, huh? A lot of, you know what I mean?
Everyone likes the baby episode.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing. So I think we should do a challenge, Andrew. And Ron proposed this as well, that we do a challenge where it's us doing something for Adam and this new ray of light he's bringing into the world.
Is that the name they landed on?
Yes,
that's weird.
Ray of light. Caton Holland. But you know it's because they're huge Madonna fans.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily.
That's a weird. Like, I hope they're going with Ray for sure, but wow. Okay.
So Ray, middle name, a flight. But Ray, little baby Ray. Sweet baby Ray is coming along.
I hope the challenge is pick a name for Adam's baby, because I think
baby,
we're already ahead of it.
We should call the baby Sweet Baby Ray. That's a great. Who doesn't love Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce? It brings up positive things.
It's mediocre at best. But
you need to shut your mouth. That's some of the finest barbecue sauce. Well, some of the finest barbecue sauce flavored corn syrup I've ever had in my entire life. But anyway, so we should do something for Adam. We should.
I like it.
Something for him, make something from the heart. And Ron and I were talking and we were all discussing, and we should bring in a guest for this episode, seeing as how we're down a member.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I like it. And I have the perfect idea for a guest.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's your idea for this one?
Colorado Rockies shortstop Trevor Story.
What?
Right?
It's
like Adam's favorite Rocky.
Yes, a bedtime story. That's what we call this episode.
Well, right, bedtime stories with Trevor Story.
As the protagonist. Get him on the line, Ron. Can we get him on the line? Ron is
Ron
shaking.
Can call anybody.
No,
Ron can call
he
anyone.
Said that Trevor Story's not taking our calls anymore. Second in line would be a very close friend of ours. I think super funny comic. And also, along with her partner, Tracy, creators of the wildly popular Pump and Dump show. This is massive. I remember doing these very early on, and they were already packed full of people, and then theaters, and now it's all over the country. And also the Band of Mothers podcast, which has become a behemoth in its own right. This is great. I think we should have Shayna Firm join us. What do you think?
I love it. I don't think Ron's going to be able to get her.
You don't think so? You don't think it? Ron, can you dial? Can you dial Shayna up and see what's going on?
Oh my God! I think it worked.
Well, we got a ringtone. Hold on, let's see if she. It's, well, the thing now is whether or not she picks up, though. That's the big thing. All right, we can stop this. Hey, welcome to the show, everyone. Shayna Firm, come on, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm very busy.
So thank you for carving out some time for this ridiculous silliness.
I am so excited to be here. Hi, guys.
I don't think we've talked to you in quite some time. I haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a very long time. Since I did a Pump and Dump show, I think.
Yeah.
Really? No, yeah. You know what, though? I saw you, Andrew, at that 51st Jokes from 2020.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's
before
right.
Before the world
Holy
ended.
Holy crap. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
No, it's been, you know, what a shit year.
No, this has been. But it was
look,
great.
Look, we all survived. We're here somehow. All of us are podcasting.
Yeah, that's all.
We all have good microphones now.
Yes,
yep, I got them. I got a gamer's headset.
Yeah, you've got the.
You do. I like
it. You've got the microphone from Bobby Brown's Prerogative video, and that's what I.
Yeah. Yeah. You should see my parachute. Yeah. Yeah, no, we got a fancy, we work with Warner Brothers, and we were like, we're just really going to need like really nice headphones, you know, and so we ended up scoring.
So WB nice. Came in with the big microphone.
They did.
I wanted to say this before we go any further. I am super happy for how big you made all of this, like this, the Pump and Dump show and the Band of Mothers. It's insane to watch, and it's super freaking cool to see because you
thank you
that just like we were talking before we started this if people who are listening are not familiar this became like just this massive thing you started it did you start it here in Colorado
we started it for free at the local 46 bar yeah. And I think you both probably did the show
yeah,
when we were there
I did, yeah.
And my son was like 10 weeks old. My daughter was a year old and we don't even know how we did it. And then we started traveling. Tracy and I, we traveled for like 5 or 6 years and then we, all around the country to like every comedy club that sat over 300 people. And then we ended up, casting new moms with younger kids and kind of creating our own franchise. And so we had two amazing casts traveling around the country and we had started the podcast and then everything fell apart.
Yeah.
So.
But are you guys going to, do you think you're going to pick it back up or, and everything like that? Or do you
know, we'd love to, you know, because we were self-produced, when COVID hit, we ended up, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt from upfronting an entire tour. So, you know, we'll see if that, SBA grant ever comes through.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have all these shows rebooked for fall. We just have no idea how we're going to produce them. So I actually came here to ask you for some money.
Oh, cool. Oh, well, you came to the right place.
Yeah, you did. Flush with some of that True TV.
Let me cash in one of my 17 cent residuals checks.
No, well, I...
Well, that's crazy. Well, the show is awesome, so...
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's not a sad story. It's a great story. We're somehow going to be the Phoenixes climbing out from the rubble, you know. I don't know how,
I like
but
that
we're
the Phoenix is not flying out, but climbing out.
No, he's like, definitely climbing. Because if you ever tried to dig with wings, it's really easy. But that's what it feels like.
I mean, it's impressive and amazing, and it's and if my money is on you all because I know you
thank
hustle
you.
And you work super hard, and doing those shows was always the most insane thing. I had never heard
loved
of it.
Them. Yeah. I loved the shows. And other comics I talked to, they're like, oh, yeah, I did the Pump It Up show and those moms ate me alive. I was like, oh, I did a great time.
They
I
were
loved
great.
It.
I thought they were awesome. And it was weird. The first time I went, it was I'd never heard of it. The show was packed. I mean, packed. Mm-hmm. And it was all women. And that is just an insane thing to see in stand-up, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
That's very
because
true.
Because this is usually a
but
sausage
you know,
fest.
It is a sausage fest, and we could tell just by what the green rooms were like. Yeah. When we're, like, putting our makeup on over, like, an open toilet in a dark bathroom, you know?
Yeah.
All around the country. But it was always awesome where there would be some dudes who love comedy who would have gone to the club that night, like, wherever city they're in, and they'll be, like, you know, in Omaha and be like, I'm just going to check out what's going on. And then they were like, look at all these women. And then it was a show about parenthood and moms.
Yeah.
And then they were, like, not parents, but they'd stay after and stand in line and, like, take pictures with us.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, you dudes love this. So well, it was a very weird
well,
time,
you have how many kids?
I have two.
How old are they now?
Well, my son will be 9 and my daughter's 10.
What? That's crazy.
So and we've been doing this forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And Andrew, we're all parents. You, mm-hmm. Andrew, your daughter is?
I have an 11-year-old daughter, but she's an honorary 16-year-old for all the silence she's been giving me.
I have to tell you guys something that because you were saying that Adam like did it twice, you know,
yeah.
for his two babies. So
thank
my
you for
my
using
daughter,
the correct term.
Sure, they did it. They went to Pound Town, and so my daughter's in human development right now, which is sex ed, which is fifth grade.
Yeah,
and so my son's overhearing things, and he says to me in the car the other day, he goes, "Mom, how come women have to take those things to find out if they're pregnant if they already know?" And I was like a test, like a pregnancy test? He goes, yeah, but they know because they did the thing. And I said, well,
whoa, that is an interesting
question.
Yeah.
And so I was like, listen, and I explained to him, I was like, your dad and I fuck all the time. And but I explained to him like how it works and it's not just the one time and it's showing love and all this stuff. And I said, and also, thank you for asking me. You can always ask me anything. I am totally open and I'll always tell you the truth. And then he goes, Mom, what did Michael Jackson do that's so bad?
You can always ask me anything. Nope. And then nope. One giant leap to the most uncomfortable question.
He's just been sitting on that this whole time. Like,
I know.
I don't
and
know.
I was like, look, a unicorn. Like, yeah. No.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. That's, I love
that. So if you have any advice on that one, I don't know what to do.
The leap in logic that are like, okay, I have other questions.
What's the thing she won't fucking tell
Why
me?
Are the two yeah. Corys so fucked up?
Yeah.
Well,
what does it
that's
feel
a long
like to do heroin. I mean, I don't know.
That's insane. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, so we're all Ron has two kids, 12 and 14 oh. And then my son is 16. So we're all parents and we all mm-hmm. We all went through. Did everybody here have baby showers? Did you all?
Here as in on this call?
Right now, are you having it? No, yeah. On this call.
I think we had a baby shower, if I recall.
What do you mean
recall.
You think you did?
I can't properly remember. I don't know if it was like people just hanging out and like, or
what
if it
an
was
interesting
like an actual
choice that you can't
shower.
Properly remember.
Okay, well, yeah. I think we did. I vaguely remember like a game with like eggs on spoons. It kind of had like a fifth grade field day vibe.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, that was fifth grade field day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were young, parent.
Yeah, the crab relay. Now that I remember, there's no crab relay in a baby shower. There was.
Shayna, if you don't know, Andrew is 63 tomorrow. Uh-huh. And so the first 30 years jumbled together.
They really did.
Yeah.
It's kind of just picking through a puzzle box at this point and seeing what fits.
Do you have a baby shower?
I did have one at a bar.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
And it was right around Halloween. And so the whole bar, this is in New York City, and the whole bar was just like filled with like skeletons and like ghosts and like cobwebs. And it was super fun. And
okay, Shayna, that was a costume party. So listen, it was on. And I was dressed as a slutty gazelle. And
I know. It's hard to be like a slutty nurse when your belly's that big. But.
No. So yours was in a bar? Like,
yeah, hell yeah. Because like it was like co-ed, you know?
And it was it at night or during the day at least?
It was a daytime, like a Sunday. Everyone just went and
day drank had and had a good
yeah,
time.
There was like a back patio. And so, you know, that's where we opened presents. But just so this for Adam's second, you know what they're called, right?
No.
This is a quiz to the dads. The second baby shower.
No. What is it?
No.
It's called a sprinkle.
Now,
it's true.
A sprinkle.
Because it's not
as good as the first one.
I guess it's just like here's a little sploosh.
Here's a little something.
Yeah, because you already got all the main stuff. So it's kind of like you don't even have to have a second baby shower, apparently. But if you do, because you want to be celebrated.
Interesting.
Hell yeah.
Well, we didn't get invited to
have
Adam's
a sprinkle.
Either way.
Yeah, we weren't invited to the shower or the sprinkle.
Was it women only?
I don't know.
No, I just think he assumes we won't go because I didn't go to the first one.
Yeah, sure.
I think I was riding my motorcycle that day or something.
So we need, so what we were thinking is doing our own version of a sprinkle, a Grolic sprinkle.
Yes, you've already named it, Shayna. Thank you. A Grolic sprinkle is perfect.
We just kind of want to shake one off for Adam.
A sprinkle in time. That's what this is called.
So yeah, we wanted to do something in that vein for Adam and to help him out. And we were thinking, thanks to producer Ron had an idea to make diaper sculptures. Have you heard of this? I'd never heard of this, but apparently you make large, garish sculptures out of disposable diapers.
Well, I think we can see what kind of attitude Andrew's coming into this challenge. Shayna, have you heard of such things? I think they're nice.
Well, what is the gluing agent in this situation? Is it the only
semen.
Use the tape?
No. Semen.
Definitely semen
it's
for semen. The squirt.
It's a sprinkle.
Okay. Disgusting.
Just a dash.
Ron says he used ribbon.
Mine was so long ago. When Milo was born, 16 years.
Yeah, did you have a baby shower for Milo?
We did. Actually, Milo's baby shower was on the stage. We sat on the stage at Comedy Works.
I remember that in the middle of your set. Club. That was a weird way to close out your
set. Well, you know, I have a long setup to a lot of my jokes. But the payoff was great. We had it at the Comedy Works. They threw it because Crystal worked there at the time, so did I. So... ours was on stage. Wendy threw it. Stevie Vickery, I don't know if you remember Stevie, was a waitress at the Comedy Works. So they all put it together. It was a long time ago. We didn't have sculptures, or at least it was mostly comics, so they probably didn't do this. But is this like a thing you've heard of, Shayna, like doing the sculpture thing? Or?
Well, I've heard of lots of other diaper games.
Okay.
Because I've had to like put some together, or like you have to guess what the thing is in the sonogram, or the diaper thing, they melt candy bars in them, and then you have
I've
to taste
that.
Them and then like
that
decide,
so,
you know, say what candy
gross.
Bar it is.
Oh,
it's pretty
so
gross.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't like that at all. Can we not do that, Shane? Let's no. Ron
We're not going to play
new
lick
challenge.
The shit.
No.
Yeah. No. Truly a surreal game of like pretending to eat shit.
I guess my worst fear is that I'll like
fun.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course you like it. It's like a baby Ruth. I mean, it's like you know.
It's like Ben's preferred way to eat candy bars. He's just got a fucking Huggies with a king size Snickers in his car glove box.
Fuck,
getting
warmed
up.
Put tape on top of my ears and just fucking feed bag this thing.
Just a giant.
Well, Ron saw this, and what we were thinking is that we make sculptures.
Yeah.
Andrew, myself, and Ron. Hate to tell you, buddy, you thought you were not going to be that you were just going to come up with the idea and get out of it. But Ron, you're part of this. You're going to have to make a sculpture.
Yes.
So what we can do is build these things. And what we were thinking is we would have you come back after the break and judge the sculptures we made to see who did the best out of
this. Hell yeah. Does the sculpture have to be a specific thing? Like, anything. It's like open. Nope. It's like the last day of Top Chef. You're like, this is my meal for
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the true, authentic me as a sculptor.
Yeah. So like building these sculptures, we want to put things in them that we think could be used by a new parent. So what do you feel like, Shayna, could a new parent use the most?
Gosh. Well, when it's your second kid, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the second kid. I think that probably like just a babysitter.
So a human. Mm-hmm. Okay, so put a human in there.
somebody to take your children. Like an IOU card. You can make like a little IOU of babysitting.
Oh, I gotcha. All right.
Or like DoorDash gift certificates. Okay. Hello Fresh meals to arrive at their house.
That
because they probably already have stuff.
Yeah.
It is expensive, very expensive.
It is expensive.
And whiskey, like a nice bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. Okay. That all sounds pricey. How about this? Here's the challenge we're thinking. Make this sculpture out of we're gonna have 80 diapers, some ribbon, okay, a package of pacifiers, and burp cloths. And if you want to, on your own, throw in those additional little items to flourish it. But those are the minimum. That's the minimum you're going to have. Now, you could throw a babysitter in there. Okay. You could intertwine a human.
There's a 17-year-old girl
just weaved up in it. Like, dang, help me.
Yeah.
Or alcohol, you know, a fifth of bourbon or whatever. But you can add whatever you think can be added. But this is the minimum to it. And I think the DoorDash gift card's a great thing too to like try to work in, because that's a super great idea.
That's huge. But you know what else is really good is stuff for Katie, like bath salts and like nice
right.
things
she
for her to have a
she
minute
loves to
herself.
Get fucking sideways, and she she'll love to just fucking key bump some fucking bath salts in the middle of the day. Great idea. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I meant.
Let's get a Miami turnt. No, I think wasn't it where the person ate that other person's face off on bath salts? Okay,
Jesus.
I shouldn't be allowed to run this show. This is why Adam is here. He pulls things back in. I'm a color commentary person.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's the challenge. We're going to come back in a week. We're going to make a sculpture out of, at minimum, 80 diapers, some ribbon, a package of pacifiers, a package of burp cloths. We can add more to it based on your suggestions, maybe babysitting IOU. Use some DoorDash, maybe alcohol, whatever, or stuff for Katie, some stuff to pamper herself, self-care type things. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to make them as creative as possible. Ron, you're in it. Don't try to fucking get out of it, because you came up with this dumb fucking idea.
Ron's gonna win it easily.
Easily. That will be the Grolic Sprinkle Challenge. Mm-hmm. And this is gonna be a good time. And I love that name. In the meantime, while we're doing this, I think no better way to celebrate this than to play some stand-up comedy from Shayna and from the Pump and Dump show. I think we should play a clip from that, and when we return, we will sprinkle on Adam.
You've always wanted to say that.
Yes, I have. Stay tuned.
I'm a member of the biggest club, and your mom belongs. Yeah, your mom belongs. I didn't think that I could do it. I thought I was too small. I've been told that I am small. There was a pain, it was insane. Made me wish you'd never came. And by came, it mean ejaculated. But even though I made it through, I'm still wishing it had happened to you. Or maybe we just masturbated. I pushed a baby out of my vagina. Pushed a 7-pound baby out of my vagina. Pushed a person out of my vagina. Now don't get me wrong, I don't regret it, but I won't forget it. No, I won't forget it. My coach is still awesome, that's what he says, and he still wants to hit it, so I let him hit it. Hit this shit. My shit is still tied, even though I pushed a person out of my vagina.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Oh, hot dingle dangle. Old Ben Roy's driving the bus today, and we are back, baby. Welcome back. It's the Grolic Saves the World, and I'm so excited. It's weird to be in the driver's seat, but through the magic of podcasting...
There it is.
Some time has passed. What are we at? A week and a half, maybe, or something? What do you think, Shayna? What are we at right now?
It's been about 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the magic. We don't give away that
much.
The magic
is pretty wild.
It's a week.
It's been a week. And for
Adam's
those that,
kid is a year old.
For those he's in college.
You, that don't remember, we are joined by the super talented, amazing Shayna Firmus here. Hey, Shayna, come on.
Hello, fellas.
And joining us now, as we promised before the break, fucking dipshit Ron is here.
Hi. Ron,
if you're in the driver's seat, Ron's in the car. We're all in the car together.
I'm along for the ride.
But we put him in the trunk because there's not enough seats, and we're going to a party.
we fold it down so we
yeah,
can still,
so
we
he
can still
see,
talk to him.
We can see him. The fumes won't get him. But this. Before the break, we set up the challenge, which was that we were going to throw a surprise.
Zoom sprinkle,
of course, kind of a male baby shower, right? Is that how we would define it?
No,
the second baby shower sprinkle.
Yeah, it's not a male baby shower.
Yeah, the second baby shower is called.
If you've already had a kid, then that's your first kid. You would have a shower. Your next kid, it's a sprinkle. You've already had a shower.
I thought it was like a bachelor party for babies.
Male baby showers are called non-existent because I've never heard of that ever.
Male baby showers are called circle sprinkles.
Well, we've already got it. So here's what we did this week. Myself, piece of shit, Ron, producer, Andrew.
His animosity toward Ron. He's done nothing but save the show.
He's great. He's fine. I'm sure he's fucking fine. But Ron delivered us each a box of 80 diapers, 3 pacifiers, 3 burp cloths, and some colored twine. And we were required to make Adam a diaper sculpture that we then had to drop off at Adam's house. And he now has all of them, right? We all completed this challenge, correct?
Yeah.
We all did. Although some of us needed more time than others, we all did.
We'll get to that shortly.
Deep emotional nosedive.
Why don't we bring in the guest?
Yeah,
why don't we bring in the guest for this episode. Very special guest. You may have heard him on.
he ordered a sandwich on Happy Endings, and now he's the father. I can't wait to say his father of two. Let's get a drum roll. Can we get a drum roll mixed with the earnestness horn? One of our best friends. Come on, Adam K. Nolan, join the show. Welcome to the program.
Wow, what an honor to be on the Grolic Saves the World.
Thank
guys.
You. We don't bring in just anybody.
Big fan, longtime listener. A few notes on what you guys have done so far.
No, it's fine. No need.
Guests don't get to give notes. Sorry.
Okay. Hey, Shana, nice to see you.
Hello. Congrats. Are you okay?
Congrats.
Are you sleeping? Are you alive?
Yeah, we should ask that. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. I feel like we're starting to kind of approach a routine. It's routine-ish around here. So the almost two weeks of chaos is coming to an end. But yeah, it's going great. The kiddo's great. He sleeps a lot. He's merciful at night, which is about all you could ask for. Our other son's had a little bit of regression in the sleep area, which is to be expected. But we're maintaining, y'all. We're doing it.
Good job.
Well, so the way we thought we would do this morning is we delivered some items to you.
Yeah, I caught Ben in the act.
Oh no.
Yeah, but yeah. Don't tell us what he was dropping off, because Shayna is going to guess which of us made which sculpture.
Oh, okay. I love it.
Who's the genius behind?
Yes.
Yep.
Who's the Jeff Koons who made this?
More of a Damien Hirst, actually. A lot of blood going around.
Yeah, it's like an invisible diaper sculpture that shows the anatomy inside of it. Adam, would you be able to show us on camera the sculptures for Shayna to see? And we could describe
100%.
Them.
100%. I have them right here.
All right, I can't wait to see these. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see these on this audio show.
Yes. We'll describe them. We'll describe them for our listeners.
So pull out these sculptures and show them to Shayna.
Please.
For her.
Yes. Please.
Describe them for our listeners.
Yeah, we would love to.
We want to hear
what you
think they are, Adam.
Well, this has been a weird parade of fucking terror on my front porch. Just these bags of like diaper creations have been showing up. And also, I'm in such a sleep-addled state. Like, Shayna, you can probably relate, and you guys can too. You all have kids. We're changing diapers so rapidly. Some are poopy smelling. So oftentimes we'll just put the trash can on the front porch because I haven't gotten to taking it out to the outside dumpster. So like, very often I walk out my front porch and there's poop diapers on the porch anyway. And now there's been like more diapers, and I've almost thrown all of these away several times. But okay. I'm maintaining.
Well,
it.
I'm glad. That you didn't be
regular raccoon golden corral out there.
Yeah, right. For sure.
You'll know my diaper sculpture because it has a large human shit, like adult shit in it. So.
Okay, this is the first diaper sculpture. I'm holding it up for Shayna's approval.
Describe
Describe it.
It is very robotic.
It is.
In nature.
Describe
robot.
It. Describe it for the listener.
It's robotic in nature. It's got two pacifiers for eyes and one for a mouth. And it's got like wings, but it doesn't really. It has a torso, but no legs.
It's actually pretty good. It's got a mouth. I think that's the mouth right below the blue pacifier in the note.
I could see that.
Oh.
And its arms have a very wing-like. This is the shape of an owl and about the size of an owl.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Does this not
well,
look like an owl?
Well, it sounds by
to you guys?
All the criteria
that would be a diaper
it's
owl.
An owl.
Okay.
This is a diaper owl.
Oh, wow. And it has
it
no legs.
Has a,
okay.
It has but it has a durability factor. It's giving me a Pixar vibe.
Give it a,
can
give
you
it a little
stick your
close
hand
up on
in
the
it
face.
Like a puppet?
Yeah. Can you puppet it?
Can you put your hand in face. It and make it? Mouth move?
Great question. Great
we'll
question.
Put pictures nope, of these the, up on the Patreon.
The anus is tied.
The anus is tied.
Oh, wait. If I sort of go through the back, I can do it.
Oh, it's
like a
little
so
puppet.
Yeah. Like
okay. Now the no legs makes more sense. Very creative, whoever. Right. I love it.
This is pretty good.
Okay.
And it looks like the swaddle is the soft interior. So it's they wrapped all these diapers around the swaddle using that as a base.
Like a nice new swaddle. That's a nice gift.
This is a nice gift. I'll use every single one of these today.
But truly a terrifying looking thing.
I think it's cute. It kind of looks like a little bit like a monkey.
Well, its eyes keep coming out, and that's what I think is the most troubling part of it. But, but it's
And the binky's his eye is falling off now.
Again, I find it
it's
cute.
A duck.
I think it's
got a duck, like a regal duck type quality to it, too.
Okay.
You could put one of those binkies in your kid's mouth connected to the whole thing and just let him hug it and suck.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good idea.
The old hug and suck. That's what got him that.
That's what they called me in high school.
That's what got him that second kid.
Yeah, we're not trying to do that anymore. Ben, you said it looked like a duck. This totally looks like the low rent, like artist conception art for Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Like if Disney has the Imagineers, I don't know what the team was called behind Howard the Duck, but this was like the first proof of concept.
That was like when Tim Robbins showed up to the first table read with. He was like, I'm in this, and this is how I think it should look.
That's how he got the role. He did the art for Howard the Duck himself.
That one's really cool. That's I'm impressed. All right, cool. So,
all right, let's see the next one.
That was baby
exhibit
one.
A. Mm-hmm.
That was exhibit A. All right, hold on. Let me pull
to
in.
The crime.
The
if
duck
I woke
monkey.
Up and found that on my porch, I'd be pretty disturbed.
Holy. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
What is this?
I see what's going on.
Oh,
here.
It's a mobile. Is it a mobile?
Yeah, it is.
Is it a breakfast burrito with 2 kilos of cocaine dangling below it?
Let's give it a description.
That is the.
I have to put my microphone down to really show you. I think you can see what's going on.
So there's like a mega bunch on the top. And then 2 smaller cloud-like bunches and 2 binkies.
I mean, maybe I know, Shayna, you're kind of a higher intellect than this podcast, and I know what's going on here. There's a shaft-like swaddle and 2 clusters that are
truly,
testicular in nature.
Truly the worst representation of a dick and balls
and
I've ever seen.
And that's how you got the baby.
It's all wrapped in red ribbon. And then the red ribbon dangles off the edge of the shaft, perhaps the whole of the penis, if one were to imagine it like that.
But you know what's most disturbing is that the balls are like almost equally the length of the dick. So it's either really big balls or really small dick. And
it's
we were just like
way,
going
it's
with
it's a cold, it's a cold
truly,
day. It's a cold
truly
day.
Truly insane.
Yeah, this we were joking about Damien Hirst before, but this is fucking terrifying. Yeah. Like, this is not cool at all.
It actually is like real art, and but it's uncircumcised, correct?
It looks uncircumcised.
Very much so. It would appear.
Which already it's, I know who did that one too.
It's so bad.
Wow.
Even by bathroom graffiti standards, holy shit.
If I saw this rendition on a bathroom stall wall, I'd be like, try harder.
I don't know who made this, but I don't want anybody to think it's autobiographical. That's what it is.
Please don't put those binkies in your baby's mouth.
Wow. No, as these gathered on my porch, I was like, oh, great, I'll use these diapers because I saw it was some sort of diaper art. This one's just right in the trash.
Oh,
I'm not even using this at all. This is part of the plastic island in the sea right already.
Is that the one that took the longest to make?
Let's save additional details on construction for later.
One detail I would like to share with the listeners, there's like a red ribbon tied and it comes down off the edge of the dick. So it's like hanging down with 3 pacifiers as if it's like a urine stream or something.
Sure.
I mean, it really, no expense spared
on
this.
Yeah, it really wraps up the imagination with some kind of drip,
thank you to,
some sort of troubling dick drip.
Thank you to whoever did this, who we all definitely know who did this.
Oh, man.
Okay.
To say you know who... or who didn't do that one, it's, I mean, I think that that's I don't know. I think it's weird, but
don't forget, you can still use it as a mobile.
Yeah, it is the way that the balls are like separately.
They hang.
Yeah,
where's jangly?
Where's the hug and suck on that one? Nobody. What the fuck is that?
All right, sorry. Oh, I was away. It took me a minute to unearth the third one here, but the reason it did is because a black car fell out of it. A really cool Fast and the Furious car.
Whoa.
Holy
shit.
This is so thoughtful because as our listeners know, Malcolm, my older son, is a car and truck nut.
Wait, what?
He's truck,
son has
nuts.
Truck nuts. I believe you saw an artist's rendition of them. In the
oh my God, he has the medical condition known as truck nuts.
Yeah, Malcolm was unfortunately born with truck nuts.
So just
big orange rubber nuts
that hang off his butt.
Yeah, it's actually on the rise. About 3% of kids are born with truck nuts.
It's the hormones in milk. It's giving these kids.
It's vaccines, you guys. It's vaccines.
These vaccines are giving American kids truck nuts.
That's right.
So give a description of this one for the listener.
Okay, this is awesome. There's an owl, unlike the one that looked like an owl. This is a little toy owl with some popper balls in the middle of it, and it's wrapped in a swaddle, and then tied around it, almost like an inner tube, is just a stack of diapers. So it's gifts within a diaper stack.
It's almost like a cake.
A cake or a bunch of pizzas stacked on top of each other.
I thought pizza at first, too. But then I realized it was obviously a cake.
But who doesn't like pizza and cake?
And who doesn't like diaper nice cake, especially?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you
with
what,
the chocolate filling.
Gross. Yeah.
No, but this one is adorable. It's your kiddo, your oldest kiddo, Malcolm, loves cars, mm-hmm. but you're also somebody who lives your life a quarter mile at a time.
So and you're all about family. When you have the second kid, you're probably thinking more about your family than ever before. And, you know, it probably 100%. Helps to remember that Fast and Furious is all.
Well, and he's always
family.
Bringing toys or trucks and cars to play with me. And I'm like, I've played with this one, but this one's for both of us.
It's really cool.
So I would definitely be excited to play with this
one. This one is very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Well, you make sure to use your Dominic Toretto voice.
It gets better. Oh. There are two tickets in this to the Alamo Draft House.
What?
Admit one. And I know what I'm going to see. I'm going to see F9 with that shit immediately.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, dude.
Wow. This is really thoughtful.
Well, this one
really
certainly
this
bent
one.
The parameters of what we thought we could do with our diaper sculpture.
Yeah.
All right. Before,
incorporated different pieces.
Before we go further into conjecturing and blaming people, let's give Shana a chance to take a guess.
Yes.
Based on what you've seen. Who made what?
And let's hurry so we can start blaming.
So we've got horror robot owl, breakfast burrito dick, and gift cake.
Okay. So I'm definitely gonna say that thoughtful Ron did the cake with all the gifts.
Okay.
Interesting choice.
Andrew, I think you did the robot / owl / puppet / nursing toy. And Ben, truck nuts.
All right, drum roll.
Was I correct?
Is she correct?
100% correct.
100% correct.
You got it.
That's what being a mom gets you.
Boom. Mine was my horror owl was supposed to just be an owl. It wasn't supposed to be a robot, but it did look like
it.
It was quite boxy as a. Well, diapers are not.
Diapers are.
Diapers are not the most sculptable medium.
Shana's reaction.
But.
Oh.
I wanted to make it like an owl with its like wings up. I was like, oh yeah, it's gonna have its like wings up and outstretched. And I started quote unquote sculpting with the diapers, and I was like, this owl's gonna be pretty chill. As it turns out, not gonna be in full wings out mode.
And despite what Adam said about throwing mine directly in the trash, which I take offense.
It's perverse.
Actually, the trash people will probably file some kind of complaint with the city if they find it in the trash because yeah. it's so gross. He's probably going to have to drive it out
thin ice with those
to like Commerce City and like punt it over some kind of razor wire fence.
I might go to the I-70 expansion and just throw it onto whatever stretch there is.
So the agreement was, Adam, that we would not destroy the diapers. The diapers can, like, these sculptures can be unraveled and you can use them so as to not waste anything.
I love that.
Yeah. But that also posed a problem because this is very difficult. I've made a lot of dicks in my life. This is the hardest medium that I've had to make a dick out of.
The hardest?
Really doesn't look that hard. The one you made is pretty soft.
How exciting for you as an artist, yeah. though, Ben.
And I assumed you were snipped, but I wasn't sure, so I left the foreskin on it.
Yeah. So wow. I have the option. There's always the option.
But I love that, Ben, it artist. Took you the longest to make it, so now I'm picturing you, like, putting it together and being like, no, it's not right, and then, like, undoing yeah. it all, and then being like, wait, it's just a little bit larger of a shaft. No.
Also, you just revealed that that's supposed to represent Adam's dick, specifically.
Oh, is that supposed to be my dick? Or my son's
dick? He just
dick?
Said. No, he just said he didn't know if you were snipped or not, so he left the
I wanted it to be it. What I imagine your dick to be, which is, okay. and I've said
horrifying.
For a while, yeah, you are
oh
all
bald.
No, I think that's cool. It's a gift for me, ostensibly. I appreciate
you're,
it. Ben.
You're all ball, dude. I've said that for a while. You are all ball.
You definitely Truck should next. Go get checked out whenever that drip, that chunky drip is.
Well, I tried to make sperm, but I used the... but then what was troubling was...
Well, red is a terrifying color for sperm. You know what I mean?
There was some blood. Ron, how was your process? What it? Because you
classic Ben Roy deflect.
How was
Moving
the
on.
Process for you?
Well, so for mine was supposed to be a nest. It's supposed to be a nest Ooh. That's going around the little owl.
Not an igloo. Okay.
Not an igloo. I incorporated yeah. some of the excellent advice that Shayna gave us before in the first half of the episode about things that parents might actually want with their second kid. It's Brian's Nissan Skyline.
Exactly. Yep. It's so cool. Yep. I love this.
There are a couple other things. I think there's like a pizzeria locale thing in there too.
I gotta dig into this thing.
You guys are like impressed, but all honestly these are just stacks of comps that I've received from doing other shows, so it's not like I spent any money on any of it
from every show.
Well, I didn't want to make you feel bad, but giving somebody with two tiny children tickets to the movies is just kind of fucking mean.
Well, so that's it.
Go ahead and have a date night. Someone else will stay with your baby.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I didn't include it because I didn't want to reveal who it was in the process, but this all does come with the offer of babysitting from the Doyle
Aww.
Family. We'll come take care of your kids. You guys go out to the movies.
Wow.
Day matinee, well, please.
What a Yes. fucking loser.
But I mean that what owl, you love birds, Adam.
You know, it's both of you guys went with owls.
You
it.
Knew I was making a dick. You could have made a vagina to go with it, but then you went the
You knew we were making an owl and a nest. You could have made a tree.
What goes into a nest? A dick. Dicks go into everything. Anywho.
This is sad. This
just
is sad.
You made a dick
even
doesn't
for you,
mean
Ben.
Ron has to make a vagina. You're so heteronormative. Ben. I'm sick
right.
of it.
It could have been two dicks. Like each other too.
That's right. I was just gonna say I do have to confess all the little tchotchkes that are woven into the nest, they are compensating for the fact that that is the most half-assed sculpture I possibly could have made.
Well, no, I disagree because there's like he used string and there's several kind of ornate curled yellow ribbon bows. Like he took the scissors and curled the ends of those things for flair, like they do when you're getting like Christmas stuff wrapped.
It's a
silk
hat on a pig. It's really just a stack of diapers arranged in a circle.
But Ron's the only one who cut the diaper box, cut cardboard out on the bottom to make a surface on which
it's
to
a
work,
great nest.
Which is
you know, my owl would look right at home.
And now we all know that Adam doesn't wrap his own Christmas presents. He obviously hires somebody.
No, I pay a vaping team. I just find them on the 60th Street Mall. Brandon, I say, come live Brandon with me for too? December. I use Brandon.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wraps a gift like a runaway teen. Yeah. Yeah. It sounded. Oh, it sounded so bad.
A gift like a runaway.
It sounded
teen.
So bad, but it's like
put it on a
no,
T-shirt.
It's not as bad. It's not as bad as it sounds. It just sounds really bad.
I love it. It's the spirit of the season.
Spirit of the season.
Sorry, Ron. Really you were
no, sometime around we were supposed to deliver these to you on Sunday evening, and sometime around 9:30 p.m. I was still designing what I was going to do. I had these very grand plans of what it was going to look like. I was going to roll all the diapers up into make them into sticks and then weave them all together. And my second child,
wow, that'd have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been amazing if I had any time to do it. My second child walks in and goes, "What are you doing? Why don't you just lay them in a circle?" And I was like, "That's the second kid energy that I need in this situation." Worked out. I was done in 30 minutes. It was a blast.
This is a second kid challenge.
Second kid challenge. Yeah.
I'm a second kid. I'm the second child here.
Me too.
I'm
Me
a
too.
Second yep. child. Yep.
Adam, yep. why don't you describe yep. this morning your what you saw this morning from your window?
Yeah, I saw a panicked, kind of frenzied Ben Roy park on the wrong side of the street and dart up to my house. And I'm sitting there with Malcolm, and we don't go anywhere or do anything. I'm elated to see my friend Ben. I run out with Malcolm. Ben just runs away and flicks me off. And I said, "I see you." And he said, "You didn't see anything." And he keeps running.
That's how you do it.
We should also note that all three of us, we failed to use all 80 diapers that we were
I used
originally
a fraction.
Given.
I used a fraction of the diapers.
Sure.
Yeah, I used 40.
It would have
40,
been huge. The L would have been like big. Life size. I mean, like as big as me.
This is the real gift. All these fucking diapers. I will use every
that
one of these.
That dick. I wouldn't have been able to get that dick in the car, dude. Yeah. I would have had to have assembled the dick on your front porch this morning. So,
But the proportions may have been more correct had you given that you shaft a little more diaper.
You have not seen Adams Johnson. And there are rumors nope. abound that it is it's a pokey little shaft with two great, great big
planets in the solar system.
Yes.
Ron was speculating that you might use cloth diapers, and oh, how I was laughing internally knowing this is your second kid, and there was no fucking way any second kid is using cloth diapers. We used cloth diapers for Amelia at the start, and we felt so noble. We were just crushing it. And then you get like one taste of that disposable diaper. You'll be like on a trip or something, like a road trip. You're like, all right, well,
taste.
We'll...
Is that the word you're going to choose?
Well, you know, you use it. Yeah.
From the baby room.
Yeah, but yeah. you could have used a different.
But you just use it and you're like, oh, yeah, this is the way to go. You got to go with those.
It's the same with food. Like, we made all of my first kid's food, you know, just with the recipe books and
totally,
the blender and the this
too.
And that. And then, yeah. And then my second kid, I was like, I'm buying jars. And that was it. He'd like never had an organic thing in his fucking life.
Yeah. That
There's
is...
a McDonald's hamburger I sat on several times. And
yeah, I'm like, here's some chicken nuggets.
Hey.
Yeah, no, last night we threw a fucking hotel towel and a blackjack pizza into Ellis's crib.
Are you kidding?
Hotel towel. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Milo is formed almost entirely off Carnation Instant Breakfast. He's been drinking that since.
He's a Yoo-hoo kid.
You can tell he's got that sheen.
Yeah. Well, we should wrap this up. I think the best way to wrap it up right now is by letting you choose whose is the best, Shayna. Who designed the best diaper sculpture? And please really think about the anatomic. There were veins on one of them.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm gonna say.
What
I'm gonna go
veins
with like...
out of what?
Well, that's with the red ribbon. Anyway, I don't want to give too much away, but
so would that be a vein that he's peeing as well then? Because
a red vein. I feel like the most bang for your buck, the most gifts involved were perhaps I keep calling you Thoughtful Ron because it was very thoughtful.
Thoughtful Ron. That's much
now,
better than what they usually call me.
Yes.
He is very thoughtful.
It's very thoughtful. So I just thought that the addition of those extra toys and stuff just kind of took the the cake, so to speak.
It is amazing. Yeah. I didn't know we could include outside gifts or shit, man. I would have just emptied my Lego collection into that.
Go back to the tape. We absolutely
Which
discussed
is good
it.
For a 2.5-year-old. Yeah. Legos are ideal for
swallowing. Right.
Yeah.
But I do love all of your creativity was amazing. And I'm very impressed because I did not know what to expect. And I was shocked.
You can't turn around now. You can't turn around now. You already made your decision. Don't try to backtrack.
This is the last time I'll be on The Grolic Saves the World. So
you are welcome back anytime, Shane.
Being thoughtful, Ron.
Back.
You're so thoughtful.
I give you a diaper dong, the founder of the feast. I just that wouldn't work with
what you Thank saying? You. Thanks, Shana, for doing Shana, this. And thank you guys for passive aggressively not allowing me to have a say or a challenge that was
yeah.
for me.
You don't get
Perfect
to pick which
challenge.
One you liked the
Appreciate
best.
Appreciate that. I'll no, just let's... be here silently waiting through diapers.
Okay, so Shana crowned her winner. Let's hear I do want to hear Adam. Who won the challenge in
ben
Adam's
distant
perspective?
Ben distant third.
Okay, too that's close, all Adam. Us. Did I get it too close?
Ben distant
I think we're
not if you
how
use
close.
It as a mobile.
You I should, got snipped, Ben. You fuck right off.
You should use it as a mobile, and people are no. just truly
babies
drunk.
Love It'll to a... stare at things above them. Yeah. Hang that dong in that crib.
Yeah, and a stream
got good
of blood-soaked pacifier.
Jesus Christ.
Straight to the trash, thus pouring gasoline on the feud with the dump guys that I already have. I want to, Ron, Thoughtful Ron is very thoughtful, but it's a little, I don't know the parameters of the challenge, and maybe he bought things. I love these things, but it wasn't purely sculptural. And so if I'm going on pure sculpture, and as Ron explained, his second child said, just stack them shits, and he did, which is great. But had you taken the 9 hours to make them into branches, you would have shot above. But I feel like Andrew's, from a truly sculptural perspective, is the most inventive.
I got
it. Ben has one
huge.
Speed, and he went
this
at
is
it.
Huge for me.
And Andrew really designed something here. So I guess in terms of just design of the sculpture, I'm going to give this one to Andrew.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Can I put that on my diaper sculpting website? Is this a
You certainly can. And I'll record a testimonial for the YouTube Thank channel you. For that website.
We're starting a business.
Yep. I'm delivering them to baby showers yeah, and sprinkles.
Adam, just for my own sake, could you do me a favor? I want to see if Andrew's owl fits in my nest.
Wouldn't that just be serendipitous?
Wow, that'd be so beautiful, guys.
Because you do want to keep these on display for as long as you possibly yeah. can. Until all the diapers all right, well, are used, you're going to want to keep them on display. So there's okay, the stack. Okay. There's the pile.
It fits
perfectly
in
that thing.
There you
now,
go.
It fits
it does. The way
in
that the diapers
nest.
Have kind of like been pushed forward, it does have a big old duck
now,
mouth.
Adam,
now,
Adam, I would like to see if my duck
That's true. I'm curious.
will fit on that owl.
Yeah, it does.
I'm getting teabagged
right
by
the
Ben's
head.
Fucking sculpture.
And then the nuts are big enough to come up around the shoulders of
no,
the owl.
Oh, my God.
This is perfect.
Oh, this
so
is
I
perfect.
Guess all three of you are winners because here's the sculpture that we needed.
Honestly,
well,
that's
picture,
what I was expecting.
Take a picture of that.
Shana, this is what you were expecting.
This
Shana.
Is what I was kind of expecting, this kind of mass of diapers. Yeah, so I'm really, yeah. this. You all win in my yeah. eyes now.
Diaper Voltron. We've done it.
This terrifying, terrifying thing.
Dickheaded
oh boy.
Diaper Voltron.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you guys. This is really thoughtful.
Congratulations.
I it.
Congratulations on having
much.
A kid. Congratulations on having to dismantle all those sculptures to use the diapers.
Yeah, yeah. Got my work cut out for me.
Shana, you are the fucking best. And could, do you want to plug? Where do people find your stuff? Tell people where to find you so they can
Oh,
listen.
Well, just right now, before since we're still trying to figure out what the world's going to be like, you can go to Band of Mothers podcast, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And awesome. You can hear me and my amazing partner, Tracy T, talk about what it's like to be a woman through the lens of being a mom. And so we just talk about kind of all kinds of things from crypto to to babies to skincare, to anything.
Yeah, I highly recommend if any of you listening are not familiar with Band of Mothers, please check it out. They are so funny. And when the live show comes around to your area, you have to go check out the Pump and Dump show and whatnot. So
thank you.
Yeah, but thank you for being a part of it and being this. And it's great to see you. We haven't seen you in so long. This
is
so
good to
rad.
See you guys, too. Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast. And I will never hopefully ever, ever have to touch or use a diaper again.
Yeah.
And here's
like officially ruined it for me. Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some stand up comedy from our live show? And no better way to me. Let's let Daddy Dearest. let's give him more of the spotlight. Why don't we listen to some stand-up comedy from Adam, Kate, and Holland? And when we return, we're going to give you real quick the winners of our prize giveaway for the climbing.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that. We also have a huge announcement.
Wow.
Big news.
So stay tuned. This is big news. Big news coming. And then lastly, we'll, as usual, we're going to tease next episode's challenge. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
I just feel like things were simpler when I was a kid. We lived according to one rule when I was growing up. One rule only. Whoever smelt it, dealt it. That was it. That was fucking it. Then we got older. Things got more complicated. We learned that whoever denied it, supplied it. Flew directly in the face of whoever smelt it, dealt it. Then in eighth grade, I shit my pants during a baseball game. Suddenly, the origin of farts didn't seem all that important to me anymore. I had the main course. What the fuck do I care about appetizers? More pressing concern was shedding the nickname Turd Baseman before I got to high school.
All right, and we're back. And when I say we are back, I mean myself and fucking producer Ron.
Mm-hmm,
because
I'm still here.
And this is, yeah, I know, but this is the problem. You cling. You're a clinger. And that's why, and you've muted the other two. You muted their mics. That's why you don't hear them talk.
Andrew is driving to LA right now, and Adam is elbow deep in diapers. We know what's really going on. Thank you for coming and helping me out on a Sunday afternoon to get these outro credits recorded.
You know,
thank you
I'm
so
the
much.
One
I
that
love
takes
you,
this podcast serious. I'm the heartbeat of this goddamn thing. Of course I'll help out, but this was a fun episode, and I'm glad you, and let's see. You know, thanks for doing this.
Hey, it was a blast. Super fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as we did. And dads at home, I hope you're holding sprinkles for your buddies.
Yeah, get a sprinkle.
Got anything you want to plug, Ben?
Yeah, I do have something to plug. Tomorrow, actually, I will be headlining the High Dive. I'll be doing a show at the High Dive.
The High Dive in Denver.
So that is Wednesday, June 2nd. And that'll be a really, really good time. I'm excited to see everybody out. It's cool that shows are opening back up. And speaking of shows opening back up, big announcement. You do it, Ron. You announce
me?
It.
Me? What? It's not my show. It's your show. I don't. Okay, fine. I'll
know.
Do it. Saturday, June 26th, the last Saturday of the month, the Grolix is finally back at the Bug Theater. The historic. The historic Bug Theater.
You don't have a. We used all the money on the Ernest.
Yeah, I can't.
One, but
I can't
I'll
talk and play the sound effects at the same time.
We're back. That is right. We are going back to our home, the Bug Theater. The tickets will be on sale.
By the time you're listening to this, they should be on sale. So get your
How
tickets.
Fucking rad. Get your tickets now for the return of the Mighty Grolix. I'm so excited. Real quick, I want to say thanks so much to everybody on Patreon again. This has been amazing, the response. And there's a lot of you now, and it's just, it's really great. And we can't thank you all enough for being a part of it. We do have some photos up there. If you're not a supporter, if you don't pay to support, whatever, that's fine. There is some free content.
Yeah, if you want to see the photos of the sculptures, we've got those posted for anybody to see. You don't have to support. We want you to see these and understand. understand what the hell we just went through.
Yeah, and then there's also some photos from the last episode of us climbing and whatnot that are free for everybody. Mm-hmm. But there's also video for our subscribers who are supporting us through that.
We did a mailbag Q&A recently, and then we've got the whole second half. I'm just going to put the whole second half of this episode up, the video, so everybody can see the Zoom sprinkle in its full glory.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So if you want to see that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Go to patreon.com/Grolic Saves. There's a link in the show notes to this episode, so you can just click right there. And the giveaway. So we offered during the climbing to give a pass for two people to take some climbing lessons at Earth Treks. And we have a winner. And that winner will be Jeff Lightfoot. Jeff.
Yeah, congratulations, Jeff.
Jeff shared his story as to why he, and I believe it's his wife, his wife, want to win this. It's an amazing story, and we're so happy that you won. So congratulations, Jeff. You two are going to get a chance to try out indoor climbing. It's going to be super rad.
If you are a new listener to this podcast, this is your very first episode. Go back, check out some of our other episodes, but make sure you hit that subscribe button, okay? You gotta go find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Spotify, iTunes,
he's a broken
any
record
of those
about
places.
This. He yells at us. He's hit me a few times. He says,
I keep telling you.
He says, reviews are great, okay?
Yeah, reviews are great, but even better, tell your friends.
Tell your friends, like, and then he hits me. And I don't know why, but he's trying to drive it home. And I think he just cares. But you do that.
I just want everybody to hear what we're making here. I want everybody to know what I'm going through. I need everybody to know.
In these episodes, they come out every other week on Tuesdays. Tell people to just tune into it.
Absolutely. And if you want to chat with the fellas on the interwebs, you can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Grolic Comedy.
Yes. Huge, huge thanks to Shayna Firm and, of course, to Papa Adam, Kate, and Holland. As always, theme music brought to you by the Libidinous. Charlie Conn.
You pronounced it nice.
Libidinous.
I like the way you pronounced it.
Turn on the Libidinous. Yeah, he's sexual is what I'm getting at. But Ron, since you're here, what do you want to do? These two idiots are not fucking here. They decided they had better stuff to do. What are we going to do for the next episode?
You know, Ben, I felt really great doing this episode. I felt it was a very positive, uplifting episode, in my opinion. I think we should continue. We should keep that positive push going.
Ooh, we're going to. You want me to positive push?
Ben.
No, I'll come over.
Ben, that's not what I mean, Ben. Ben.
I'm going to come over. I'll be there for the positive pushing in the cushion. Oh, no. But okay, so next.
My wife is going to be so mad.
The next episode, stay tuned. That's a very murky, opaque description of what we're going to be doing. I'm curious. But make sure you all tune in. But in the meantime, it's the only reason I show up, Ron. I say it every time. I only want to do this every episode. I just want to say, play us out, Charlie. You did good. I thought you'd fuck it up, dipshit.